And of course, with this week's Paws Pet of the Week, we have JC, the assistant director at Paws. Good morning.
Good morning, Chris.
So you brought another rather large cat into the studio. I was just telling you, I'm not used to seeing cats that are like up to my knee. Granted, I'm kind of exaggerating a little bit on that, but he's a big cat.
Yeah, he's a pretty big cat.
And he's really nice too, really lovey. Go ahead and talk about him.
Yeah, so this is Stanley. He came in on November 1st this year. He's actually 8 years old, we found out.
He's eight? Oh, we don't know.
Yeah. Yep, he's 8 years old. He actually has a microchip, so we were able to get some information about him, thankfully, about how old he is and kind of where he came from. So, but nobody came forward to claim him, so now he is available for adoption.
That's sad. So when they come in with microchips, is it possible to reuse that microchip? Let's say if you adopt Stanley and then put your own info on it?
Yep. So you're able to, I believe, at least with like the Home Again microchips that we use, they're able to like transfer ownership, I believe. I would have to double check about his, but since his microchip is listed with Paws as well as like our vet clinic now, the microchip would be able to be put under your name or the adopter's name. And then I think there's a way to do it online too, to like transfer ownership after being in a shelter, that kind of thing.
Oh, interesting. Didn't know how that worked.
Yeah.
All right. Continue your talk about Stanley.
He's a pretty cool cat. Like Chris said, he's pretty big. He probably weighs like, I don't know, 12 or 13 pounds. And he's not overweight. He's just a big cat. Really friendly. I think he would get along with another cat who is probably a little older like him, or he likes to play, but probably not as much play as like a kitten would. But he's a lot of white on him, and I think like some gray and some black on him too. But
is he overlaying by you?
I know. I
don't know where he went. He's a big cat, hiding. But
Now he's hiding somewhere.
He definitely,
he's not over here, so.
Oh, there he is. Yeah, he's spying on me on my computer. All right. Well, we have one of them cats in the
studio. He's a cool cat, though. I think he would warm up great to a new home. I think he'd be fine with kids. He's pretty relaxed, so maybe with like a chill dog he would be okay with too. So.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
That's so awesome. He's down in my little cubby hole. It's one of those ones where I don't know how I'm going to get him out without... we'll worry about that here in a bit.
Yeah.
So anyway, with the weekend quickly approaching, do you have adoption hours this weekend?
Yeah. So actually, I will be there on Saturday from 11 to 2, so you can come and see me. And then Sunday, we'll be open 1 to 3 as well. So you can come and see us this weekend, adopt an animal before the holidays, or at least see our animals and apply to adopt. So we're getting pretty low again on the dog side, which has been wonderful. And then on the cat side as well, we're getting low again too. So,
oh, good.
Yeah, it's been really great. We've had a lot of adoptions the last 2 months and foster homes and that kind of thing. So it's been awesome.
That is a blessing right there, right before the holidays too. So what do you have coming up in events for Paws? Do you have anything in the works?
Yeah, I guess this month is still the Home for the Holidays through the end of the month. We're doing reduced adoption fees on already spayed and neutered cats and dogs. So that's $50, and it includes everything, all the vet care, microchip, all the care that they got at Paws, everything. So we're doing that through the end of the year. And as far as events, we don't really have anything planned other than like with concrete dates. We'd always do the rummage sale in the spring, and then the dog jog is again sometime next year. So I'll just kind of stay tuned.
All right. Yeah, that's right. Start collecting your stuff. Don't throw it all away, because we have a spring rummage sale coming up here in the next few weeks. All right. Thank you very much, JC. Anything you want to add?
I don't know.
It is almost the holidays. Talk about your wish list. For
We started a Chewy wish list. I guess people listening have seen it on our Facebook page, but it's been really successful. It's awesome because we're able to see like when we have donations coming. That's something different from our Amazon wish list. We don't really know when things are ordered. They just kind of show up, which is also great. But the Chewy wish list has been just fantastic. We have cat food, toys, and like the more fun gifts to give on that. And we've had probably 3, 4, 5 shipments come in from.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, just generous people donating in the for the holidays. And your donation is a tax deductible, so that's something to keep in mind, too. If I need to donate or spend a little extra money at the end of the year, you can always give to nonprofit organization. We have a ton of those in Charles City. So
definitely check out that Chewy wish list. And I'm going to try and get that link on this interview page once we get this uploaded here today as well to help you out. So awesome. Check out the Paws Humane Society Facebook page for more details on that, or pawscharlescity.com.
Yep.
All right. Have a great week. We'll talk to you next week, Jason.
Sounds great. Thanks, Chris.
All right. It's 8:14, and now to work on getting this cat out. Here is Elton John.